Blog Talk Radio.
I had some car repairs to do, but I could only pay for half of them. Broker's Lamina at 1-800-NEW-CREDIT made the difference between stressed out driving and a smooth ride to work.
Mark went the extra mile on his repairs with a loan from Broker's Lamina at 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's easy to apply over the phone or online at lamina.ca. Get approved instantly up to $1,000 with no documents or credit checks, and pay back over 3 to 5 months. Spice up your week and call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT or apply online at lamina.ca.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am so excited to be hosting this very special show with a woman who is not only world-renowned, who is not only still holding back time with both her outer and inner beauty, but is such an accomplished person, it's hard to know where to begin. I'm going to be speaking with Linda Evans, star of stage and screen and forever remembered as Audra in Big Valley, and the lady who could really rock a pair of shoulder pads on Dynasty. Her latest book, Recipes for Life, My Memories, is a heartfelt tell-all about her life, her career, her loves, and some of her favorite recipes. I'm telling you, I so enjoyed every chapter of this book, getting to know this dynamo, her extraordinary acting career, the awards she's received, and the fact that she's a great cook, and a woman who has no problem sharing her good times and her tears. She tells it all in this book of memories. She is thoughtful and inspiring, and what can only be described as a true lady. She loves with a passion, and it's obvious that people love her just as passionately back. So I am so honored, Miss Linda Evans, to be able to share your memories today with our listeners. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you. You're exceptionally kind. Oh, my goodness.
You're an exceptional woman.
Well, you are too.
Well, I truly, truly loved your book. And I would love for you to share with the listeners why you wrote this book, because it talks about things that we know about you, like your career, the loves in your life, and the many people, but there's a deep spiritual side of you that you share, and I don't know that a lot of people know that about you.
Well, I think that is not the topic of interest when you're interviewed as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why you're a deep woman, is because you're asking questions most people don't even ask. It's been an important part of my life to understand life and my place in it. When I did the book, I really wanted to complete that part of my life and share everything that I had learned in my life, the highs, the lows, as you said, so that I could also just finish something and understand that as women, we're going to live to be 90, 100 years of age. We got a lot of years, you know, left to do wonderful things and just to complete and move forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that part about how when you talk throughout the book, I mean, you've just celebrated and are sailing into your 70s. You know, for a lot of women, that is it's very difficult as we go into our 40s, 50s, 60s. There is a sense of fear. You are sailing into every decade as though it's just a brand new adventure.
Well, Well, it's not totally. But, you know, we all, I must honestly say that I've learned the most since I became 40, 50, 60, and now 70. That's the great, been the greatest learning curve, because when you're young, your mind is in other places. You're looking to have a family, a life, a love. And then as we get older, we have an opportunity to see things differently and to expand ourselves in ways that we never even considered when we were younger, because our focus was on our husband, the children, our life. And I must say that getting older is a blessing, because it allows, has allowed me the opportunity to look to identify myself with other things other than what I look like.
Yeah. And when you started your career, well, I want to go back to the beginning a little bit, because it wasn't something that you had anticipated. And I think for a lot of us, knowing you on the screen, you come across as such a confident woman. But you really did not like to be up in front of a crowd as a young girl. This wasn't your dream to be a big star.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I was so shy. I wouldn't get up in junior high school and give a book report. So the teacher said to my mom and dad that they felt that I needed to take drama to overcome my shyness, which I just totally hated. And every time I had to get up and perform, I would throw up, and I just thought it was the worst. So, you know, I was a very reluctant actress. And when I was 15, my father passed away. Mm-hmm. So I was with a girlfriend who was up for a commercial, just sitting with her while she was going up for the audition. And the director came out and pointed at me and said, "I'll see you now." And I said, "Not me. You know, my girlfriend's here." And she went in. She said, "No, he wants to see you." And I went in to see him, and he said, "I'd like you to do this commercial." I said, "I can't do that." And he said, "Why not? Can you sit on a merry-go-round and drink a ginger ale?" I said, "Yeah, but my girlfriend would kill me." And he said, "No, I promise you, if I give you this, I will give her one as well." And I talked to her, because my dad had just passed, and the money would have been exceptional for my mom and my family, and it was like something I couldn't say no to. My girlfriend was great. She gave me her agent, and he represented me. And as a matter of fact, he said, "Do you think you can walk and talk and do lines?" And I said, "I don't know. I didn't very well in school." And he sent me up for my first speaking part, which was a part on a show called Bachelor Father with John Forsythe. And
yeah.
John, I started my career by giving me the part.
Wow. Now, you were... We remember you very much as a part of Audra, which was a huge, huge part of your life on the Big Valley. And a whole mm-hmm. generation of young girls envied you for so many things. You were gorgeous. You were the only girl with three big brothers. Your mother was Barbara Stanwyck. And one of your hunky brothers was Lee Majors. I mean, what was it like working with those boys? Because you were a bit of a tomboy.
Well, it was, firstly, that I had a career when I had no intention of having a career. I just wanted to get married and have children. That was the dream, and it sort of didn't happen. But these other outrageous things happened to me. And, you know, the fact that I ended up playing the part of Audra. As a matter of fact, Lee Majors and I went in to read for the producers of Big Valley. They were doing a movie, and I went in to read for the movie. And the director said it was the worst reading he'd ever heard in his life. And I was running out the door. Said, "Wait a minute, but you have a quality, and I'd like to go over some other project that we're doing with you," which was Big Valley. I ended up testing. There were three young girls and three young men that tested. And Lee Majors and I tested together and were absolutely thrilled that we got the part. I mean,
yeah.
He couldn't have been a nicer, nicer young man. And... of course, we got along great. I mean, Richard Long and Peter Breck and Lee Majors, Barbara Stanwyck, it was just a dream cast. And for a young girl to have Barbara Stanwyck as her mentor, it could not have been more ideal. I mean, I just loved her from the minute that I met her, and she took me under her wing and taught me how to be a professional in a business I knew nothing about. And when my mom passed away during filming, she came up one day and she said, "Look, Audra." She never called me Linda. From the moment that I met her, she's always Audra. She says, "Look, Audra, I will never replace your mom, but I'll be there for you for the rest of your life," and put her arm around me. And she was.
Wow.
Until she passed.
Wow. I mean, what amazing opportunities that seem to present themselves to you throughout your life, right? One moment they're telling you you're no good, you can't read for that, and yet as you're leaving, this window of opportunity opens up, and you're surrounded by these people that really did help mold you into becoming the professional that you have obviously become. We're already at our first break, so Ms. Evans, we're going to be right back very shortly. We're going to talk more about your memoirs and moments in your life that we can't wait to have you share with us. And I'm going to share with you what I got for Christmas that really helped me do one of your fabulous recipes. So you're listening to
Call Me Linda.
Get Focused Radio. And we'll be right back with my friend Linda. Thank you.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusedGeneration.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jan, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Wow, we are back on Get Focused Radio with Linda Evans, and I just pictured you and the boys and Barbara all riding on your horses.
They actually taught me to ride. I'd never
You never ridden before?
No. They used to give me lessons out behind the house at the studio, and you see me coming in, my little head bobbing, my hat bobbing. Did it right.
You always looked as though you were just so comfortable doing that.
Oh, that's called acting.
And you are so good at that. And I just want to let the listeners know that Linda Evans is lindaevansofficial.com, where you can go to her website and see what she's up to and get this wonderful book. And speaking of the book, I want to explain to the listeners what this book is about. Because when you say recipes for life, there are recipes in this book, recipes that come from you, that come from some of the amazing people that have been in your life. And I had an exciting moment as I was started to read the book right after Christmas, and all of a sudden I hit page 16, Peach Heaven. And I went, Oh my gosh, guess what I got for Christmas? A creme brulee torch. A creme brulee torch.
Oh, you're going to love it. It makes it so much easier.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. It's light years easier. But, you know, the recipe's only good when peaches are at the height, you know, fresh, and just don't ever try to do it any differently. Frozen peaches and stuff don't work. You do freeze them just so you can get the whipped cream to set to a certain point so you can do the brulee part, but oh my God, that's one of my favorite desserts in the world. It's heaven.
I couldn't wait for the summer because I said to my husband, I think Linda Evans is talking to me. I got that torch. I need to make this before she comes on. So I did. Now, you're right. I cannot wait until the fresh peaches are out, but I will tell you, that dessert disappeared so fast. I don't think my children know a fresh peach from a not fresh peach because it was gone. Delicious.
Well, when it's type of the peach season, you could faint. It's so good.
I'm definitely doing it again. Now, I wanted to talk to you, you know, a little bit about this. There was a very touching and poignant moment for me again, a little bit deeper than the peach moment I had. And it was finding out something that I never would have known or guessed about Linda Evans. And that was that all the time I thought, what a perfect existence you led, this Hollywood glamour that seemed to surround you, that you know you couldn't possibly compare to my life, in the book that you reveal, that in this idyllic childhood you had, it suddenly turned topsy-turvy when your parents started to drink. Coming from an alcoholic father myself, that just blew me away because for a moment I went, I know exactly what Linda Evans was going through.
Right. A lot of us share that understanding. And look, it doesn't matter what your life environment is as a child, you can overcome that and have quite an extraordinary life. But at the time, you don't realize that.
That was
and at the time, it's very painful to see the people that you love lost and struggling so badly with life. How was it for you?
It was horrible. It was, you know, but I didn't have kind of that idyllic few years before. My father was an alcoholic from the moment I existed. So I had a wonderful mother who tried to, you know, protect us from that. But it has an impact. It has a huge impact. Very much like you, I was a very kind of, not withdrawn, but I didn't like to get up in front of people and speak. Never thought I would have career in journalism or broadcast, but you overcome, and you have to deal with your own demons along the way. It depends how you make that journey, right? You either take what you've been dealt with and it doesn't do you good, or you say, I think I choose a different route.
Well, you can learn from them and what they choose. But I think also, too, at some point in my life, I learned a great compassion, because I learned that I'm from that family because I have tendencies of escaping. I wore rose-colored glasses a lot of my life so that I could see the things that I wanted to see and didn't deal with reality, and in a sense, that's what people do when they become alcoholics as well. You know, we all have our own way of dealing with the hardships of life.
Yeah.
And there isn't that one necessarily is any better than the other. It's that we wake up and go, you know what, this isn't working, and can I just be in life and be present and see all of life and be all right? But it does give you compassion to understand human beings and their journeys.
Do you think that that's part of the reason why, I know as we go along and read about you and your life, you were very able to give out very freely love to other people, compassion and whatnot, but you were very hard on yourself. You didn't have a lot of self-love. Do you think that had a lot to do with that moment when your parents had just kind of gone on to their own thing?
Well, I don't know as though that was the reason, but it is who I was. I have struggled all my life with understanding a part of myself that was hard on myself, and I think that's the voice in the head that a lot of women have, the complaints we have in our head with ourselves. Whether people agree that we should have them or not is irrelevant. We have them. And learning how to love ourselves, to let go of those things that I guess we feel made us safe, made us whatever it is in life we needed to be. It's been an absolute journey for me to get rid of those voices and to just allow myself to love myself under all circumstances. And that's been one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Yeah. You're very close to your sisters, Charlie and Kat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you find that having that closeness together, that really helped keep everything as normal as possible, you know, as you went along the journey and dealing with your parents? And then, and your dad dying. Your dad died at 15, so did mine.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing, because a part of you, you know, you do miss them all your life, that you miss them not being part of all the good things that happened to you.
Right. No, it's true. And my sister, Charlie, got married at 15 to get out of the house. And my sister, Kat, was 10 years younger. So it was it was not simple, but we remained close. And as a matter of fact, my sister Charlie, you know, we're up here on 70 acres and she's in one corner and I'm in the middle and her son and my nephew's in the other edge. So we've got each other, but we didn't have a lot of family. We had each other. And so we have been close over the years.
Well, there's all of these things which really has made Linda Evans, Linda Evans. There was another part of the book that really made me feel, so that's why you are the way that you are. And it was when you spoke of going on to the I Love Lucy set and standing in a huge lineup for an autograph. I've always thought that Lucille Ball came across as a very gracious woman, and I was so pleased to know that I was right. Because in that story you tell of waiting, hoping she wouldn't leave, and that she didn't. And that really had an impact on how you treat your fans.
Right. Well, because I was there, felt my vulnerability and my desire to get that autograph and to meet her. And, you know, after dark, she just stayed and she signed and she signed till the last one was gone. And I was so touched by her thoughtfulness and her kindness that when it came, you know, to people were asking for my autograph, I thought I would never leave anybody just standing and saying, too bad, I've got to go and leave. It meant a lot to me to connect to each and every one of them.
Now, well, and I think that's all part of why I'm going to segue into something that I find really fascinating, because that's who you've become, and you've got that compassion, and you do something that very few of us could ever do. You become friends and close friends with your husband's ex-wives.
Yeah, but he chose women that I truly, truly cared for and adored. You know, I was all prepared not to like Ursula Andres, who had preceded me with my husband, because they had broken up and she was off doing a film they actually were together. She went off to do a film in France and ended up running away with her leading man. So that opened the door for me to actually date him and then marry him. But everyone said she was going to come back and get him because he was the love of her life and vice versa. And it was, you know, when she came and I heard she was coming to town, I was prepared to answer the door and fight her for him, you know. and opened up the door and she was standing there and she said, "Is John home?" And this big tear ran down her face. And I said, "Oh my God, I like her. Now what am I going to do?" And thank God she was not coming to get him, but she was coming to just say hi and connect with him because she loved him so much. And she ended up becoming my friend. Now, Bo is another story.
Okay, you know. Well, Linda, just stop on Bo, because we're going to take another break. And
okay.
I absolutely want to come back and talk about, of course, we're talking about her husband, John Derek, and the other loves in Linda Evans' life. So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back. Thanks for seeing us.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Well, welcome back. I'm Kate Hennessy, and you're listening to Get Focused Radio. Linda Evans has just ridden into the studio on her horse, and we are so excited to have her back with us because she's sharing with us some juicy little tidbits about her life, and we so appreciate that, Linda. When we left for the break, you were telling us that how Ursula Andres became a very, very close friend to you, but maybe not so much Bo Derek. Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Well, firstly, maybe your audience needs to know that I married a man by the name of John Derek, and I had fallen in love with him when I was a teenager. I saw him in a movie called Haji Baba, where he was a prince riding across the Arabian deserts on a horse. And I
handsome
my
man.
To marry him when I grow up, and she said, yeah, sure. So, as life would have it, I did marry John Derek, but he had been married to Ursula Andres before, which I was saying, and we were together for 9 years, and after Big Valley, he didn't want me to work anymore. He wanted me just to stay home with him, and so we focused on his career, and he was making a movie starring a young girl who he discovered, and her name was Kathleen Collins. And I helped her get ready for the movie. And they went away to Greece to do it. And 2 weeks later, I heard he was in love with her, and our marriage was over. And, you know, eventually her name was Bo Derek. And I was not so thrilled about that. As a matter of fact, for the first time in my life, I wanted to die. I thought if God was kind, I just didn't have to live anymore because I just didn't know how that this was going to be possible, that he had run off with her. I mean, I was so young, and she was 15. I thought, my God, I'm already too old, and, you know, I'm not even 30. Oh. And so it was a huge, huge shift in my life. But to get back to what you were saying, we eventually became very close friends, and to this day, I just had a birthday, November 18th, and Bo just had her birthday, November 20th, and we call or email each other and go, hey, happy birthday.
Do you really?
Yeah, I just heard from her, and she just heard from me.
Oh, that's amazing. So she's doing well?
She's doing very well,
yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
You know, John passed away a few years ago, and she's very, she's made all the adjustments you have to make and fallen in love and is now very happy in her life.
Now, I know one of the hardest things for many women to deal with, and it certainly, I could certainly once again feel a real connection with you, is that it's very difficult to become a stepmother. And you segued into that. You just love Sean. She's still a huge part of your life, John's daughter. Did you think that because you had a good relationship with Patty, John's first wife, that certainly helped?
Well, when I married John, I had not met Sean. They lived in Ireland, and so in Spain. And they were gone. I would see letters that she would write him. And I just adored her letters. I thought, my God, she's just such a sweet, sensitive girl. She's a great writer. So when it came time to meeting her, she was 15 years old, and we picked her up at the airport when they came home from Spain. I took one look at her, and I just loved her. Mm-hmm. And so because I had a good relationship with her mom, and she knew that I wanted the best for Sean, and I wanted John and Sean to be together, I think that worked out very well. I mean, Patty, his first wife, and Ursula, and Bo and I eventually threw John a birthday party, and celebrated him. And, you know, we women completely and totally adored each other as human beings and respected each other. So that worked well. And it didn't happen. One of them could have been a dud, but it didn't work out that way.
You were the original sister wives.
I don't know. It was not a plan. It just happened. It just happened that way.
But, I know that you, in the book, you feel very strongly that when John left, it was heartbreaking. You were heartbroken. But you had a real catharsis when you realized that you didn't need him in your life to make you feel happy or fulfilled, and you decided to go back to work.
Right. And I think that's a real key when a relationship breaks up, I've noticed, because I've had a few, is to take your mind off of them and put your mind onto yourself and what you want. Because then every time I did that, my world turned around so quickly, and life brought so many wonderful things to me. It's like one door closes, another opens. Don't dwell on it and just keep moving forward. And my career took off, and I ended up meeting another guy and getting married, and that one didn't work out either. He was a playboy, but said he'd waited all his life for someone like me, so I thought he would change, which is another error that we make when we think consistently then something should change it. But, I don't regret a moment of it, because every one of these men that I married, well, two of them, I married two men, but and any man that I've ever been with taught me so much in my life. I grew and changed and learned so much from loving them and being with them in their world that I don't regret a moment of it.
Well, that's one of the things that I found is so amazing that you actually bring to the table, that you don't appear to have any regrets. And that's what's so refreshing in this book. You don't regret not having your own children. You embrace being a stepmom. You embrace that you didn't end up how you thought, with a husband, home, and family. But you embrace all the opportunities you were blessed with by having a career. That's a thing that most people can't do. We regret what we didn't do in our lives, and what a waste of time that is.
You're absolutely right, because the present moment is, you always have a choice. And in that choice, if you let go of the past, you can have untold things come into your life, as I've seen. And one of the nice things about writing this book was I got to look back, because, you get through your life, but you seldom dwell for a long time on it, on the parts of it. But in writing it, you had to go back and see, and I see how beautifully the things that I thought were the worst things that could have happened to me in my life were the catalyst for the greatest things that happened to me in my life. If John Derrick had stayed in my life, as I thought, and we were married forever and ever, I never could have done Dynasty. I never would have had so many extraordinary experiences in my life because he didn't want me to work. So sometimes, lousy things happen to give you something you want that you don't even know is waiting for you.
Now, you've been blessed, as we were talking about earlier on, with some great girlfriends, including your sisters. One of the ones that I have to talk about, because she so intrigued me, was Bunky.
Oh, yeah, Bunky. Oh, my God. The whole world. Anyone who has ever, ever met Bunky will never forget her because she's truly an exceptionally loving, trustworthy, outrageous human being. She's just a mixture of so many different qualities and so much fun that nobody ever wants to leave her.
Isn't that funny? And I mean, and of course, who was her best friend when you met her?
Ursula Andres.
I know.
Which is why I thought, oh God, we probably won't get along at all because she was best friends with the ex-wife. But there you have it.
And you're still close with her.
Oh, my God. I talk to Bunky every day and every night of my life. I talk to Bunky more than anyone in my life. We have hours of conversation every day.
Well, I think that she was one of those girlfriends, and we all, if you're lucky enough to have one, that can really just can get you into a lot of trouble. And I don't think, did John not like it too much that you hung around too often together? Because I know you did get into mischief, the two of you.
Oh, no, he said, you're Bunky's trouble, watch out, you know. And it was so delightful. We would go out and just have so much fun. Of course, during Big Valley, he was not pleased when I called him from the jail to say that I'd been fingerprinted and booked because I was with Bunky. And I must say I was a little concerned myself. I thought, oh, my God, how did this happen to me? We were going for lunch, and I'm in jail. How do I get out of here? But as I said in the book, it all ended well, but it was amusing.
We're not going to tell the listeners. We're going to leave them with that teaser to go into our last break. So things you never knew about Linda Evans. Yes, she did go to jail. And if you want to know what happened and the ins and outs of that, you have to go and get the book because we're not going to tell you. So we are going to go to our last break. And when we come back, we are going to talk to Linda Evans and about her recipes for life, her memories. What a great time we're having talking to Linda Evans. We'll be right back.
Talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation. Talk radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Back on Get Focused Radio. I'm your host, Kate Hennessy, and I have the glamorous Miss Linda Evans with us. And we're talking about her book, Recipes for Life, My Memories. Wow, you've had so many poignant moments, and I have to talk about one that I can't end the show without bringing this up, because for me it was something that I watched in the tabloids when you and Yanni, who was such a huge part of your life for 9 years. And I remember thinking how amazing it is that you talk about only the good of the relationships that you've had, especially with Yanni, and you seem to take the love and passion and you hold on to those memories. Was it really that easy to just let go of that relationship?
Oh, no.
No.
It's never easy to let go of a relationship. But in life, sometimes things run its course, and because as children we're kind of have this mindset that you get with someone you love and you're with them forever and you ride into the sunset with them, it's not always reality. And sometimes things do have their course and they do end, and to be able to look at it and go, you know, what an incredible ride. What a beautiful 9 years. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. What memories, what thoughts, and go on.
Yeah.
You know, to know when to say, this is over. This is over. And now I go about my life.
Yeah. You said in the book, love makes everything better.
Oh, well, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? What else can you say? Love makes everything better. So there's one part here too that I want to touch on, is that at one point you had a moment where you were speaking, and suddenly that one particular moment, your fear of speaking just vanished. What happened at that particular moment?
Well, I had been working on this fear that I had, because, as you knew, as I said, as a child, I had a fear of getting up in front of people and speaking. And when Dynasty came about and we started winning all these awards for the show and we had to go up and accept them, I used to get so scared I'd hide under the covers. My assistant would say, get up, and you've got to get that award. I thought, oh, my God, can we give it to someone else? I'm too afraid. So it was something that I had to actively work on, that John Forsythe, bless his heart, was such a dear, such a beautiful man who just helped encourage me that I could do it. And I had gone to a spiritual school in the Pacific Northwest, and I had studied actually walking into your fear. There were disciplines about walking into your fear. The only way out of a fear is into it, and to turn it around. And I had worked on this for so long and forgotten about it and gone on with my life, and then had this moment where my agent said, do this public speaking thing. And I thought, oh, my God. And I'd been falling in love with Yanni, and I was with him, and normally I would just get sick before I'd have to go speak, and I was just so in love. I thought, wow, that just love just solves everything, doesn't it? And went to do it, and in the middle of the speech, I was like a moment, a flash happened, and I saw myself where I had, in my mind, changed the reality of it, that I had gone into the past and made it different, which sounds strange, but flat out works. And from that moment on, I have never been afraid again. And
nothing.
Public speaking to women has been one of my joys of my life.
That's amazing. So what you're saying is you walk into your fear. That's what you were taught.
You have to go into the very place you're afraid of and change it. Because we have all sorts of neural nets and mindsets that just trigger chemically all these emotions in our body, and then we're overrun with fear, and we're useless because then we can't do anything. But if you go into that fear, into when that's being triggered, and turn it around, it's a little more complicated, and I think they're going to run out of time, but that's the theory of it.
We are going to run out of time. There's so much more in this book that I want to talk about. I'm just going to say Evel Knievel and then leave it at that and let people pick up the book to find out about how on earth you were involved with Evel Knievel. That's just fascinating to me. What I get out of this,